Are elite chefs craftsmen or artists? It is apparently a debate we are still rabidly interested in because Netflix is releasing their third season of the documentary series Chef's Table. Filmmaker David Gelb follows chefs from all over the world, probing into not just what they cook, but who they are. Our new host, Frances Lamb, talked to David about the very first season of Chef's Table when it launched in 2015.
Hi, David. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's awesome to be here. Thank you.
So, Chef's Table, this is a beautiful show. And the food looks gorgeous, of course, but really the stories are so rich. But as I was watching, I kept thinking, okay, is this a show about chefs? Or really, is it a show about drive? Or is it a show about creativity? Or is it a show about sacrifice? So what to you is this show about?
I think it's about all of those things. And it's very much a character-driven series where each episode is about a character who is obsessed. They're all completely obsessed with what they do. And so, you know, there are artists in all different types of fields that do this, so it certainly isn't exclusive to being a chef. But to be a chef and to be a great chef, you must be obsessed. It's one of the hardest professions. I mean, to own a restaurant and to be a chef, which is, you know, each of our chefs, well, most of them are owners of the restaurant as well. And, you know, you're running a business that has to perform on point every single evening. And, you know, as a filmmaker, I get to make something once and then you can just play it and it's the same every time you play it. But for a chef, it's a lot more like performing on a stage in a way, because every single night you have to be at that level of excellence, because you never know when the food critic is going to come or when the journalists are going to be there. And one off night can be a catastrophe. And so I'm just so kind of impressed by the drive of these chefs, people who have been telling them no, it's impossible, their entire lives. And they all have kind of fought through that. And I just think it's incredibly inspiring.
Hmm. And how did you select the chefs that you wanted to profile?
Well, we're looking for people who have kind of forged their own pathway and kind of created their own version of their cuisine. So, for example, Massimo Bottura, who, is now on the San Pellegrino 50 best list, the number three restaurant in the world is Restaurant Osteria Francescana, and he has three Michelin stars and is world-renowned. But when he started, he was considered to be a bit of a food heretic in Italy, especially in Modena, where he's from. There's a very strong gastronomic tradition there, and, you know, you're really not supposed to mess with grandma's recipes. That's what they all say. And he was determined to kind of reinvent that cuisine. And that's very similar to what Nikki Nakayama does in Los Angeles with her version of kaiseki. And it's very similar to what Francis Mallmann does. You know, he works always with fire and outdoor environments and making that his own. And so we're really looking for chefs who are defying the conventions and being really brave. And, you know, that's not dissimilar from Jiro Dreams of Sushi, because even though now, you know, his style of sushi is really kind of the standard of what people call traditional sushi, at the time when he was starting out, he was a bit of a radical. And that kind of courage is something that we're really looking for in our characters. Courage, relentlessness, and kind of a purity of vision that they refuse to compromise.
Hmm. You absolutely, that comes through so much when you watch these films. But when you bring up Massimo, I also think of Lara. Mm-hmm. Lara is his wife and in many ways has been sort of his creative collaborator. But she has this really striking moment where she says, I forget the quote exactly, but she says, you know, when I married Massimo, I married his restaurant. And when you bring up Jiro, it also makes me think, you know, everyone walks away from that movie, A, totally in love with the sushi, and everyone also walks away from that movie so struck by the chef's integrity and the chef's vision and the amount of personal sacrifice that chef will make for his craft. But I think the other thing that comes out is how much that personal vision makes everyone else around the chef have to make personal sacrifices of their own, right? Mm. Lara mm-hmm. feels like she's married a restaurant, and Jiro's sons have worked in his shadow for decades upon decades because he won't let up and he won't basically retire. So that's a really interesting tension. As a filmmaker, are you drawn to that tension as part of the character? Like, does that undermine the story you're trying to tell?
Oh, not at all. And, you know, I think that one of the themes that we consistently explore is the cost of greatness, or the cost of, you know, wanting to be great. And there's always a cost. And it's something that's very interesting to me as a filmmaker, because, and I think it's interesting to anyone that, you know, has a creative job, because, you know, there is an urge to just stay in the office and not come home at night, because you have this kind of relentless desire to be the best, and you just have this drive. You just don't want to leave it. Like, I have trouble leaving the editing room, just as many of these chefs have trouble leaving the kitchen. And we love to explore that, because at its heart, this show isn't so much about what they're cooking or what their technique is, but it's really about the why. And we're trying to figure out, you know, where does the drive come from and why do they do it? And in many cases, they're doing it for their family. This is the great kind of contradiction. You know, they're doing it for their family, but at the same time, it removes them from their family in certain ways.
Yeah. And what draws you, I mean, obviously the stories are really intense, but what draws you to making movies about food as well as the chefs? Is there something about capturing the food scenes that is really interesting or inspiring to you?
Well, I love to eat. And, you know, that comes from my parents. My mom, Donna Gelb, is a recipe chef, and she's worked on two of the books of Frances Mallmann, who is featured in our series. And, you know, she was very much an inspiration for me. She always, you know, we would always eat well. And when my parents used to be together, we would travel, and my mom would always take me to the, you know, the best restaurants, even though I was a little kid. And she's always been kind of testing recipes at home for various magazines or cookbooks. And so I think that this kind of love for food comes from, you know, just from my childhood. And shooting the food scenes is always a lot of fun, you know, because the plate itself is already a work of art. And then we're trying to find the best way to capture the essence of that. And then the crew gets to kind of dig in, because we wouldn't want to let the plate go to waste. So that's one of the most fun parts of the shoot. And the crew loves that part.
Yeah. And these food scenes are so, like, melodic and so beautiful. And they're set to the music as well. But when you shoot them, are they choreographed or are they just documented? How do you actually capture them?
Well, you know, in Jiro Dreams of Sushi, there's a scene that we refer to as the Sushi Concerto. And that's the scene where Yamamoto-san, who serves as a narrator of sorts for the film, walks you through what Jiro-san's omakase course is like. And he, you know, he kind of describes it as a symphony, you know, with three acts to it, which I thought was kind of a beautiful description. And we kind of have carried that over where, you know, in each of our shoots, we would have what we called a food symphony, where we would, the kitchen would essentially work for us for a little bit before service would start. And yeah, we would set up, you know, our lighting to make sure the food would look beautiful. And we have kind of a robotic camera that can do very specific choreographed camera moves. And it's a lot of fun to shoot them, because it's really, it's like, you know, how do I draw the audience's eye into what I'm seeing when I'm sitting here and eating this? You know, before we do a shoot, we always have a meal at the restaurant so we can kind of experience the food. And then we think about ways that we can kind of transport the audience's perspective into what we have just experienced. So we're always kind of just trying to share what we're discovering while we're shooting.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, well, thank you so much for talking with us today, David.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
David Gelb is the creator of the Netflix series Chef's Table. The third season is out now. Frances Lamb, by the way, is now our new host and will be here with his inaugural show next week, so don't miss it.